Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck. Oh my God, The Arsenio Perspective, The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. There we go. Guys, man, I'm so grateful. Obviously, I've already had a little bit of drink. You know, I was listening to Glow Atonmo when she does her podcast and stuff on YouTube. She always has a little bit of red wine by her side. But man, it's not about that. It's not about alcohol. It's not about any of that. It's about celebrating you. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to do. Can you guys celebrate you for your accomplishments the last week? Okay. Now, obviously, today is the weekly review. That's what we're getting into. But man, celebrate you. I felt like I haven't celebrated me in a long time. And that doesn't necessarily have to equate to having alcohol by my side, but being able to see my accomplishments over the last second half of this month. Guys, this is the last weekly review of what is it? The second of the year, because we're going on to the last third of the year already. Guys, September's right around the corner. And I mean, to be honest with you, May, June, July, August. I mean, you know, I love it. You know, my girlfriend asked me, she's like, so how much money did you make this month? I said, well, you know, considering this, considering that, seeing how much I made this time and this and that. Okay. Well, if we look at everything in terms of the money that I was paid here, these memberships, the webinars, the courses, and there was a teacher from Myanmar who actually had paid for my course. He saw me on YouTube and saw that I was the only one. And then he followed me, asked me for a couple of discounts. And of course, this is a guy who fled persecution out there in Myanmar, which has been happening and ongoing for like the last 5 months, 6 months, as a matter of fact. And I said, oh, absolutely. So in saying that, you know, I met him being, he wants to be a teacher at, you know, Mahidol University and stuff like that. And I'm just so grateful because I realized that, you know, my true power, and I added everything up and I said, well, right now I'm at about this amount, but if this happens over the next couple of days, I could get to this amount. And guys, this is not considering all Thai either. And I'm looking at my salary and I'm like, even without my job, even without Thailand is making me no money. This is a country that's literally making me no money right now. But I'm literally sustaining like my online business. Let me hurry up and point this out before we get into the weekly review. I was having a conversation with James Hackney. He said, Arsenio, last year, remember? I said, I remember. He said, you were in your apartment that you did not like, that you like totally did not like, right? I said, absolutely. He said, what's the problem? I said, oh, just the music outside, all this stuff. And he's like, okay. So he put me through a little routine and stuff. And then I ended up realizing, you know, that he said, Arsenio, last year around July, you said you wanted to make $1,000 online for your online business. And I looked at what happened last month and this month, and I started laughing. And I said, James, how did I do that? He said, with your intention. And I said, oh my goodness gracious, guys, celebrate you. Come on, celebrate you for everything you've become over the last 365 days. Seriously. Listen, I got people listening to me in London, Singapore, Luxembourg, you name it. Can you celebrate you for what you've accomplished over the last week? Man, for me to get someone from obviously Myanmar to, you know, buy my course and then, you know, him probably, she's going to end up getting the score, no doubt. But when he gets that score, he's going to come back to me and say, oh my God, I got the score. And guess where he's going to be taking that test? At the place that I worked at a year ago. If you guys have been following me since last year, you would have already known that this is the same testing center where he's going to test that. And I told him, hey, when you get your test score, can you tell him, hey, thank you so much, Kun AJ, which I'm referred to out here in Thailand, referred me to this testing center and I took his course online and I got a very high score because of him. Thank you so much. I want him to say that because I want to see their jaws drop. And it's not in no retaliation whatsoever. I'm literally giving them extra money in their own pocket because of what I have done. This is the most beautiful thing ever because they're going to be like, oh my God, he referred him over to us only for him to pass the test. And he's now creating his own online courses. Oh my God, guys, it is a beautiful time to be alive, man. Here we go. Seek clarity. I was intentional in how I acted this week. I'm going to give myself a 4. It's pretty good. I knew the feelings I wanted to generate this week. Yes, I'm going to give myself a 4, completely different from last week. I stayed focused as much as I wanted. Absolutely right. 4. I made this week meaningful. I'm going to give myself about a 4. I did because I set the intent. No, fuck that. I'm going 5 because I gave myself the intention today to celebrate me. At the end of the week, celebrate me. And for everything I've accomplished, not only over the last week, but also, of course, the last couple of months. Oh, I love it. I determined something I can get better at this week. Did you determine something that you can get better at this week? I did. I'm going to give myself a 5. You guys are like, what? Yeah, I got an 88% in seat clarity. And you know why? Because I realized the reading portion of the TOEFL examination, the thing that I actually teach, was always a hindrance. But over the last 3 coaching hours with one of my students, she's a dental owning her own dental practice out there in Peru, I realized that I am a monster in the reading now. Guys, this was a historical weakness that I've had since taking the ACT in the beginning of 2016, or maybe even in 2006. Maybe 2005, to be honest with you, because I remember that I paid for that exam, and I remember I had the money, especially in my first half of my senior year of high school. So the reading portion of academic exams have always been a problem for me, but now they're no longer an issue after 3 hours of studying. That's right. And so I'm giving myself a full 88% in seat clarity. Generate energy. I managed my energy well this week. 5. How about you? I chose to bring the joy this week. 5. How about you? I recharged throughout the week. Stay energized. 5. My meditation is up. I bought the audio course of Growth Day, and I've been listening to Michael Bernard Beckwith a lot in terms of, you know, the meditation that he has on there. And it is phenomenal. And honestly, I manage and stay energized because I do those meditations throughout the day. I worked out this week. I'll give myself a 4. I could have done a little bit better. I wound down well this week so I can sleep well. I'm going to give myself a 3. Not too good, but still 88%. All right. Still 88%. Race necessity. You or I was emotionally committed to excellence this week. Abso-fucking-lutely 5. I knew my why this week and worked for it. 5. I cared about serving others this week. 5. I hit my deadlines and finished my duties this week. I give myself a 4. 3 is way too low. I managed myself to stay on my A game. Oh, man. This could easily be a 3 or a 4. I'm going to give myself a 3 just because. So in saying that, you know, staying on my A game, I'm like, okay, was there any time that I felt that I wasn't on my A game? It had to be during the webinar. And there was one coaching. There was one coaching session that I had that I just felt like I wasn't all there because of the things that were happening in my environment. And so from now on, what can I do to change that? Right. So that was on a Friday. And that was because, you know, my girlfriend had made me very irritated for the first time in like almost a year. We've known each other September 11th. Last year is when we met. That was the first time that she actually threw my day off. And it was, of course, other underlying issues there. But of course, we discussed it and it was all good. But going into that session, I wasn't all there. And so that's why I'm not going to say that specific thing. But race necessity is still at an all-time high of 88%. How about you guys? Now, increase productivity. I worked on things that mattered most this week. 5. I'm on fire with that. The reading course. And it's because the doctor from, the PhD student from, not a student, PhD teacher from Myanmar was like, hey, why isn't there any content uploaded in the reading section? And I was like, damn, thanks for accountability, bro. Deadline, September 15th. I'm done with it. It was that quick, I swear, people. So what am I going to do? Am I going to be working on things that matter most for throughout the next couple of weeks? And how about me setting up the bundle in terms of, you know, the 3 different courses I'm going to put together to sell just for $100 instead of the $134 that it's originally sold for? So there it is. I progressed a major dream goal, okay, or goal this week. I'm going to give myself a 3. And it's because obviously the TOEFL IT, you know, the TOEFL course and everything, that's fantastic. But is that a major dream? No. Is that a super major goal? It's a huge goal, but it's not a major goal. A major goal is a book. You see what I mean? So I'm going to give myself a 3. I avoided distraction as well this week. I'm going to give myself a 4, a little bit better. I set intentions before each major activity this week. I'm going to give myself a 3. I do the meditation. I do this more, much better being out, you know, in my condo and whatnot. But when I'm at my girlfriend's house, it's totally different because the distraction technically could be her if I don't obviously convey exactly what I need to get done and by what time. See what I mean? How about, were you fully engaged with your efforts this past week? I'm going to give myself a 5. So my productivity is now at 80%, guys. I think last week it was at a 48, 58. I can't remember what it was, right? And so this is huge. Now, how about develop influence? Were you a role model this week? 5. Guided others to think well this week? 5. I challenged someone to grow this week. 5, of course, coaching, of course. I worked on myself, 5. I demonstrate caring for others this week. Yes, I'm giving tips and I'm not being stingy anymore. I'm giving myself a 100%. Now, courage, obviously, this is the perennial, always and ever present, wonderful, okay, little area of my life that I'm always good at. And it's because with, hey, did you deal with fear or unknowns well this week? 5. Share my real self, always. Stay confident, you know it. Responded well and quickly to life's challenges, 5. Took action despite work or risk, 5, 100%. So guys, a grand total of 91%. You're growing, your score is up 30% since your last weekly score. I told you guys in my previous podcast that it's not so much about getting higher, but seeing what exactly is that setting me back and seeing how I could, of course, refire and see what else I can do to make it a little bit better. That's exactly what I did. 88% in see clarity, 88% in generate energy, 88% in raise necessity, 80% in increase productivity, 100% develop influence, 100% demonstrate courage, you know? And so what ends up obviously, you know, popping up before my eyes is the Habit Builder videos. And one is create your battle board. And I'm very excited about this one. And then seek clarity. So me, I would just like click on the, you know, create your battle board, which I have right before my very eyes right here. And then I would listen to it. But guys, this is more about you. Like, how much did you improve in all those questions I just asked throughout the week? How much better have you gotten? Are there any other areas that you're having more difficulty with? You know, are there different things that, you know, I guess you could say that, you know, were a little bit of a hindrance, or when I said that question, you were like, oh no, absolutely not me. See, those are the things that we need to focus on. And that's what I'm urging you to focus on now. And so that's what I'm so grateful for, man. Celebrating me. That's right. It's been a while since I got my alcohol right by my side. And I'm over here just celebrating me and all my accomplishments over the last 3 months. You know, right before my class, you know, my friend was like, how was your week? I was like, you know what? I'm going to celebrate me today. And she was like, whoa, I've never heard that one before. You know, because of course, Thai students and stuff like that. But I said, after the last 3 months, I felt like I have not been celebrating both my small, medium, and large wins. And I'm going to make it an oath for me to celebrate me tonight. What does that mean? Well, buying some alcohol, listening to some 90s R&B, pizza, whatever it may be, but being in that constant state of bliss while flexing the golden pipes, whatever it may be, you got to start celebrating you. I would tell yourself to celebrate you by doing the mirror exercise, which I had talked about 4 years ago, Jack Canfield's book. And it's about you just talking about the things that you've overcome and say at the very end, you know what? I love you for what you've done today. You maintain that an increased level of confidence, and thank you and I love you, and saying that in the mirror. And it's very difficult for a lot of people to do that because, one, they think they're crazy. Two, they never told themselves that they love themselves ever. And so are you going to make that decision? This choice is yours. So with that being said, guys, stay tuned for more. I'm your host as always, over and out.